with God so important? I have a couple of questions for you. Do you love God? Why is it so important for us as Christians to understand the benefits of spending time with God and the need of having a good relationship with Him? You say that you love God, but do you really spend time with Him? By the way, how is your relationship with our Heavenly Father? Would you rate your relationship with our Father at a 1, 5, or a 10? And do you want a better relationship with our Father? Here is a scene from a fictional Christian movie. The following scene could easily be a true scene playing out every day in the lives of many believers of Christ. I want you to play along with me. Congratulations, you just got the starring role in this movie playing the part as the son or daughter in this Christian family. Your family is pretty wealthy and own multiple businesses. A week after graduation, you asked your father for help to get you started in life. In other words, you wanted part of your inheritance now, so that you could party, be your own boss, and live on your own and away from your father's businesses and rules for a while. At first, your father was hesitant in giving you what you asked for because he wanted you to stay and help with the family businesses. Nevertheless, he gave you a large sum of money to get you started in life. Armed with part of your inheritance, you moved out the next day to live in a nearby party town away from your family. Why is it necessary to maintain a good relationship with your father? 3 years later, the movie picks back up with you thinking about how fast the times has gone by. You also realize that the only time that your character has called, visited, or spent any quality time with your family, mainly speaking of your father, is on occasional holidays or when family come visiting from out of town. Now it appears life has been getting a little tough lately. You also realized that you blew all your inheritance because of your riotous living. Yesterday, you received an unwelcome eviction notice placed on your door indicating that you are 2 months behind in your rent. You must pay the 2 months' rent within 3 days, or you will become homeless. Now you have an emergency and an urgent need for help. You know in your heart and spirit that your father is the only person in the world that can provide you with the money and the help needed to prevent your eviction. However, you realize that you haven't spent much time with him. You also realize that your relationship with your father since graduation hasn't been that great either. Father's unconditional love. Now it is time to swallow your pride and ask your father for help again. You go see your father and ask for help. Your father pauses for a few minutes, remembering the last situation that he helped you out with. He thinks to himself, should I or shouldn't I? Being a good father, because he loves you unconditionally, he says yes and gives you what you asked for. The most hurtful part of scene in this movie is right after your character receives the help from your father. Sadly, your character quickly departs the room, rejoices out the door, never looking back, nor do you even say goodbye or thank your father for what he has just done for you. This scene ends with a heavenly angel shouting in disbelief, "Stay tuned for the next scene." You know they will be back soon with another need from the father. What if the scene had a different outcome? Every time that we ask our Father for something, regardless how great or small it is, our expectation is that He is going to say yes and meet or exceed our request. But what if He says no this time? Could His refusal be based on one of the following? 1, because He knows from experience that this is the only time that you call or visit Him personally is when you need something right away. 2, your Father is tired of being used by you. 3, he wants you to spend more time to solve your own issues before he is willing to step in to help. 4, because he has limited resources and simply don't have the abilities to share or help you with your circumstances. 5, he becomes irritated, uses choice words and tells you to leave right now, because you both know that you really don't have a good father-son or father-daughter relationship at this time. 6, and lastly, could it be a result of not spending quality time with your father? How would this rejection make you feel now? Could this be the catalyst that makes you realize the importance of spending time and having a good relationship with your father? Are you guilty of not spending time with God until you need something? How would you feel if you were the father in this movie and your child treated you this way? The same thing happens much too often to your Heavenly Father. Just like so many Christians, any one of us could easily be the character in this story. How many of us are guilty of only calling upon our Father God when we need something special from Him right away? This makes us no different from the character in this movie. We know by faith and believe in our heart that God is the only person in this universe that can meet or exceed our most urgent prayer request. Please try to understand the point that I am trying to make. We can agree to the fact that you are not God, but how would you feel if you were God? The truth is that our relationship with God is only as good as the results of our private time that we spend with Him. God loves you and He wants to have a good father-son or a good father-daughter relationship with you. Not just when you need something, but 24/7. Read Proverbs 8:17, Jeremiah 29:11, 1 John 3:1, 1 John 4:16, and 1 John 4:19. Conclusion. Parable about the prodigal son. Are you guilty of this too? Meaning, do you only pray to God when all else fails, or when all hell breaks out in your life? Don't panic. You still have time to get it together, get it right, and to improve your relationship with your Father, and with Father God too. Do you remember the parable about the prodigal son? Please read Luke 15:11-32. The parable is a wonderful reminder of the many benefits of being a son or daughter from the Father's house. Life is full of mistakes, and we all make them too. A loving Father will always love you, forgive you, and will most certainly welcome you back regardless of your situation. Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will never leave you, never will I forsake you." It is so important that we spend time with your earthly Father and with your Heavenly Father as well. It will make your relationship better. Beside that, it will make it easier for you in the future to ask for something and to receive it too. Matthew 7:7. Amen. This concludes the first session of this 3-part training about spending time with God series. Our sessions are listed below. It is your choice to go to either session 2 or 3. It also depends on what session you started first. Spending time with God teaching series. 1. Session 1. Are you spending time with God? Discusses the importance of having a good relationship and spending time with God. 2. Session 2. Falling in love with God. Falling in love with God, Jesus, is the greatest thing I ever did. This session discusses the purpose of falling in love with God. 3. Session 3. Communicating with God. This session points out the importance of understanding that you have the authority to have a two-way communication with Father God. Asterisk, we appreciate sharing this meal with you from our Father's table. Please proceed to either session below. Thank you in advance. It is our prayer that this session was a blessing to you. Amen. What is next for you? Spending time with God teaching series. Spending time with God. Session 1. Click here to learn more. Falling in love with God. Session 2. Click here to learn more. Communicating with God. Session 3. Click here to learn more. A word from our pastor. Thank you for spending this time with us. We are one ministry with two Holy Spirit-inspired international website ministries. We are touching the world one person, one family, and one nation at a time. Please visit our other website pages below by clicking on the action button below the icon's image. Read Psalm 100, 1-5, and 2 Timothy 2, 15. Please share our website with others. We also ask, if our ministry has been a blessing to you and God has placed it on your heart, please sow a seed into our ministry. Any amount can help us spread the gospel. Thank you in advance, and may God bless you. Lloyd C. Glover. Lloyd C. Glover, Pastor, I Am for Christ Ministries. You have the power, click here. You can help support our ministry, click here. Join our team, click here.